President Trump is scheduled to announce his decision on the Paris Climate Agreement this afternoon in the White House Rose Garden. The deal was agreed to by former President Barack Obama last year, but President Trump is widely expected to pull the United States out of the agreement. Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma is a senior member of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. He joins us from Tulsa. Senator, welcome back.
Nice to be back with you, Jeremy.
And you co-authored a letter with Senator Barrasso of Wyoming calling on the president to exit the Paris Agreement. Why do you think that that's the best move for the U.S.?
Well, it's the best move for the U.S. because the president went to the meeting in Paris, and there are 192 countries there, and those countries assume, most of them don't know that we have a Congress and that the president cannot unilaterally commit us to something that in this case was impossible. So we really don't want to subject ourselves to possible lawsuits, because what he had said at that meeting is the United States would reduce its CO2 emissions to by 27% by 2025. Now, we immediately at that time, and keep in mind, this was his EPA. We went to his EPA and we said, is this possible to do it? And they said, no, it's not. So we knew that he was committing us to something that would be impossible for us to do. And obviously, it would be very, very expensive. And there are other arguments, too. But the main thing is, it's something that we couldn't do. It'd be impossible to do.
So your objection to it is that we wouldn't be able to achieve the goals?
No, my objection to it is that it'd constitute probably the largest tax increase in the history of America, and you don't get anything for it. And so I object to that. But I'm saying that when the president made this commitment, he's making a commitment on behalf of the United States. And let's keep in mind, Jeremy, we voted on this issue many times, and they'd be lucky to come up with 30% of the elected officials that would agree that we should be doing something. And so, you know, it's the president speaking out against the will of the American people.
What do you say to people, though, who do support this agreement, including hundreds of businesses, including ExxonMobil and ConocoPhillips, that said the U.S. should stay in because then they'll have a seat at the table, that actually may help discourage policies that would hurt some U.S. industries?
Yeah, it's not true at all. The seat at the table was established back in 1992. That's when the United States framework on the Convention for the Climate Change. If you remember, that's these conferences of parties. Every year in December, they have these in exotic places. The most recent one, of course, was in Paris. Now, that's when they establish who's going to be at the table. We are there permanently, and apparently some of the people who are saying that we want a seat at the table have another reason for wanting this. A lot of these are giant corporations that are very heavy in other countries and have other interests that are not necessarily inuring to the best benefit of the United States.
Are you worried that leaving, though, would drive a wedge between us and our close allies, especially in Europe?
No, I don't think so. In Europe, the Brits, for example, they've not come up with anything that is an agreement that they are to adhere to. In the other countries, we're talking about 192 countries. The vast majority of these countries are coming to these annual meetings every December in seeking large amounts of money. I've talked to some of the people that I know that come from countries like Benin, West Africa, where I said, you know, what are you doing here? Well, this is where the money is. And so it's the biggest party of the year. And, you know, they've been trying to do this now for 21 years, and they have not been successful so far. And I think that the Paris Agreement, keep in mind, this is just kind of a gentleman's agreement.
It's not a treaty, is what you're saying, that requires approval from Congress.
That's right. It doesn't. Although that could be subject to some litigation as to whether or not it should be a treaty, and this is what we could avoid by doing it. But keep in mind, they are saying that they wanted to do something that were not in the best interest of the United States and the elected officials of the United States.
Well, there are some who think that it would be in the best interest of the United States, especially because of the effects of climate change. And we should note that you've been critical of the idea that climate change is a danger to the world and driven by humans. You've said that global warming was the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on the American people. You brought a snowball to the Senate floor to underscore your skepticism. Has your thinking changed on that at all, or do you still believe it's a hoax?
No, not at all. Let's keep in mind, and I wrote a book called The Greatest Hoax, and you ought to let the people out there know that it's out there. You read that, and you get the whole history of what has been happening. When you say that climate change is said was a greatest hoax, that's not true at all. In fact, on the floor of the Senate, over and over and over again, I said, climate has always been changing. It always will be changing. All the history will tell us that. The archaeology will tell us that. The Bible will tell us that. That's not the issue. Is the world coming to an end because of man-made gases? That's the hoax. And that's something that is, you can talk to different scientists, and they'll talk about the role that CO2 plays in terms of climate change, and that is the issue. It has nothing to do with the fact that climate is always changing.
Are you happy with the Trump presidency so far?
I'm really happy with it, and one of the reasons I'm happy is that he's been able to successfully, either through executive orders or CRAs, do away with some 47 very damaging regulations that came from the Obama administration. That was all done in 100 days. Pretty remarkable, I think.
That's Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma. Senator, thank you.